it was gonna like melt off. Like it was gonna break because he was going
so fast.
Did you
see that guy put the scalpel through the head of his penis?
Is that your thing? I can't do that. I don't know what's, I don't understand that.
Is that your thing?
Yeah, but the thing that you showed Joe.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey guys, brand new. What am I doing?
Again?
I was doing BurtCast intro. Yeah. Hey guys, brand new Burt.
Hey guys, all new Two Bears, One Cave from
the West Coast Studios.
The West Coast. Burt-centric studios.
Burt-centric.
This is a visual representation of Two Bears, One Cave. There's one of me. Okay,
I got one of you in the center.
That's enough.
I need to mix this up. Because I was in a panic and I just all the art I had, so I did this.
But what do you do with the art otherwise? That's the thing, you know.
And it's like these posters are representative of a time in my life, and then I like it. This is kind of rough because I go, it's just all me. But like, what are you supposed to put pictures of someone else up?
You realize how I don't know, 30 years from now or something, your daughters will have this stuff in their homes, you know, and somebody will come over who doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
And they'll go like, what is that? Why is there a guy? Why is there a guy stripping at your house?
Yeah. Who is the guy?
And then they'll be like, that's my dad.
I know. That's already happening to them, I'm sure. When they go to when Georgia goes to college, it's going to be rough. No one asks what their dad does in college, though, right?
Yeah, they do. People will be like, you know, where are you from? Oh, you know, especially she'll be like from L.A. So L.A. already has like, you know, showbiz. We'll be like, well, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when like the guys who party find out.
Do you know how many?
The frats find out.
How many Chili Willies? Like the guy that did like, the guy's a little bit of a mess. Rips the start of the party. Kind of nervous, talk to girls, life of the party, another gagger. And then they're like, you know, that's the machine's daughter. And he's like, oh, yeah, she'll see in me what she sees in her dad.
Of course.
She'll see, oh.
Or also when they'll be like, hey, this is like one of the engineering kids made an apparatus that can like force the high volume beer. They'll be like, get Kreischer over here, have her try it.
See, I'm nervous that people are going to say to her, like they're going to think she has to party because she's my daughter.
But you know what? She will be hanging at least more, like her social circle will be a lot of girls, and they're not going to be like, I thought you'd get lit like your fucking dad.
You know? Anal chugs. Your dad talked about it on Two Bears, One Cave. Anal chugs.
Yeah, so that'd be cool to her.
It'll be, by the way, I dressed up for you.
I see that. And then I dressed up for you.
By the way, you always outdressed me. Like, I don't understand.
We didn't even talk about it.
Do you like dressing up? Yeah. You do like dressing up.
I like clothes.
But you were always not that guy.
I actually kind of was until I wasn't, and then I went back to it.
So you were,
yeah.
And then you gained weight,
yeah.
And you were like, I'll just take this Dickies t-shirt.
I was just like, I'll just give up on life. I mean, you know what I mean? Like when you're also like when you're 27 and you're like, oh, this was the dumbest decision I ever made to pursue. Yeah. But like, I'm in it now.
Yeah.
And you're fucking so poor. You're not like, what clothes should I get? You know,
I've never been a clothing guy.
Yeah, I was as a kid too. And I actually remember like in middle school, high school, like getting like, you know, oh, you're dressed really nice. Like, and I was like, oh, you know, I didn't like, wasn't like an obsession, but I mean, I liked it.
I've never,
you're known for not wearing mostly not wearing clothes.
My whole life. And I remember I had to change hairstyles at the time because they dictated clothing. Like, really? Yeah. Like I dyed my hair bleached blonde in college.
You were that guy, huh?
Oh yeah.
How long did you have it dyed blonde?
Fucking 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. But what happened was I found that when you had your hair dyed like that, you then had to dress like you had your hair dyed like that.
Oh.
You couldn't just put on a collared shirt and go to the fucking store.
Yeah.
You had to wear the fucking band t-shirt and the long pants and the, like, you had to dress like that guy. And it was exhausting.
You called it today dressing up.
I put these are brand new shoes. I've never
worn them. Those are nice. Those are very nice.
These are Jordans.
Yeah.
I got them at, what was the name? Peter, do you know the name of the shoe place we went to? Suplex Sneakers in Philadelphia hooked us up.
Those are nice.
And so they brought these out and they're like, these are nice. I put these on for you. I put jeans on.
Wait, what would you have worn?
I have it in the room. I was going to wear black tights and a t-shirt and no shoes.
Oh, okay.
And
you have a nice t-shirt on?
I put it. Oh, this is a James Purse. I love James Purse.
That's nice stuff.
James Purse is the nicest. See, that's what I like about, I like to be low scale.
When did you get on some James Purse shit?
I did a photo shoot for probably Secret Time,
mm-hmm.
and had a stylist.
Softest, right?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
And my little sister, Cotty, put me on. She goes, you need James Purse. It's a good looking shirt. And I remember getting it and I was like, what the fuck? It's $70 for a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, but they fit nice. They look nice. They feel nice. And so now all I really have is James Purse t-shirts.
Yeah.
And so I wear James Purse t-shirts. That's why when I take my shirt off on stage, people are like, give me your shirt. I'm like, it's $70.
I can't give you this one.
Yeah. But I like being low key dressed up, meaning like the stuff you have on is nice, but you're not.
Yeah.
Like I've never been able to wear a blazer. Like, I just don't look. That's a nice one, too.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. And those shoes aren't even like, there's something different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they're not, are they Adidas?
They are.
But they're like a collab of Adidas?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, how do you, because we were talking about this earlier. How do you know what you like? Wouldn't that be cool if you had a website that taught you what you like? Because I don't know what I like.
Wait, but... taught you what you like. You feel like though the older you get, the more you become certain of what you like? I feel more grounded in what I like. As opposed to what you're describing, I feel like I was like that for a fucking decade. But now people, you know, go, what do you want to eat? I'll be like, I'll say it, you know, what do you want to wear? This? What do you like? You know, you just become more sure of yourself.
No. I mean, but if you said what do you want to wear, I'd say tracksuits.
So that's what you like.
Workout then. Clothes. I wear jeans because that's part of the outfit you have to wear as a guy. Like, you're going to do stuff.
Yeah.
As far as shoes, I'd always wear flip-flops.
That is true.
I just would always wear
flip-flops. Aren't you answering your own question? You know what you like. You like flip-flops.
Someone had told me about this watch, Patek.
Yeah. Patek Philippe.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Steve Fury. We were in Vegas and he goes, Patek Philippe, that's what all the rappers wear. And I was like, oh, cool. And so the other day, I was thinking about getting Georgia a watch for graduation.
Yeah.
And I typed in Patek Philippe.
Jesus.
So I wouldn't even know what I... Yeah, no shit, right, Alston? I wouldn't even know what I liked in one of their watches.
Yeah.
Like, if they had one with my face on it, I'd be like, that's one I like.
That's pretty rad. Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you, like, when you see someone with a sense of fashion, like Kanye West.
Yeah.
And you go, how do you know you like that? Like, how do you know, like, you go, this is dope. And then you're like, it's almost like NFTs. I don't really get NFTs the same way I don't get fashion. The same way I don't get art.
What do you mean you don't get art, though?
look around. This is the art I put up. It's me.
Yeah, but I mean, if you walk through a place with art, you nothing registers.
I mean,
you know what you like. You know if you're like, I like that painting, right?
No, I've actually never been like, that's a good looking painting.
If you didn't look at the prices, would you know which one of those you liked?
Okay. Well, this is stupid. I'd go with, if I had to buy a watch for myself, I'd probably either go with the blue one because I just like things that are blue,
mm-hmm.
or that black one that looks like it has a solar system.
Yeah.
And it's $650,000. So also the things I know I like is if they're expensive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like I like expensive.
I'll tell things. You when I definitely pull that move. I know a few names, but only a few. And if I'm at grocery store, wine store, and I'm like, what kind of wine? And I'm like, I just find a type of wine. I'm like, how much is it?
Okay, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Like that, I know.
Or, you know, you can call some, but like.
Hitching Post is pretty good.
Camus.
Yeah, Camus is good. Yeah. Like, but I look at the top and I'll go. $45 has got to be good.
It's got to be like
$20. I'll take $20. You know,
but like when it's like $6.99, you're like, oh, it's probably not good wine.
Can I tell you, I'm obsessed with Fitvine.
Really?
I don't know if they're still sponsors. If they're listening, it's all I'm drinking right now. It's all I'm drinking. Fitvine, and I'm saying this. I know they're not sponsored this episode.
Yeah,
but I'm saying this for real. You do not get hung over when you drink Fitvine. There's no hangover. For me.
Sugar?
It's no sugar. So I get up, I work out hard as fuck the next day, and I feel good. And it's like a bottle of Syrah, give Leanne a glass, I drink the rest, and I fucking sleep great.
You already worked out today?
No, we're dealing with the weather issues. And so I was going to get up at 6 and work out, and I slept. I haven't been sleeping a lot lately. So I was like, I'm gonna sleep up until 8. I sauna'd, I polar plunged, and then I got dressed and I was this, and then our flight got canceled today, so we're not flying today. So I was like, I have the whole day, I'll just work out today. You wanna know something crazy? Hmm. I put my medication every now and then, I throw a Xanax in one of the days and don't tell myself. And so just to give myself like a little surprise,
a little treat.
Like where I go, like all of a sudden it's happened. I did it on the bus one time where I'll wake up if I'm on the bus and we're driving. I'll wake up at like 6 a.m. and I'll go and take my medication and piss. And I took my medication. I went back in the bunk. I woke up at 1. Like, what happened? And I was like, oh, fuck. I think the Xanax was in that handful because I put them in the little pill carriers. Today, I went to pop them in. And as I went to pop in, I went, oh, my God, today's the Xanax day. I didn't even know. I just threw it in today.
What are you doing?
And so I just took it out. I was like, I can't take a Xanax today.
So you just are like, you're randomly mixing them into your pills.
I'm randomly roofying myself. And it's such a treat when you go, hold on, did I take a fucking?
That is such a good feeling.
Oh, it's such a good feeling. Yeah, I don't understand fashion. I don't understand, like pull up a Basquiat. Right?
What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean. You don't understand fashion.
So Kanye West dresses like a goofball.
He dresses weird as fuck.
Like, and I like, he's wearing gloves and this oversized jacket and these moon boots. And I go, I would never buy that and then go, oh, that looks really cool.
No, but you know, fashion designers always go to like another level. They don't dress like normal people.
So like pull up a Basquiat, right?
Okay.
I'm not certain I could tell. Oh, I like that. I like the dinosaur with the, oh, that's because I've seen it on cell phone cases. God damn it. Let me see. Like, I'm not sure that I'd be able to tell you how much that's worth.
Well, I wouldn't know how much it's worth either, but you can't, you have a sense of whether you like it or not. Like,
I do like it.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I don't know if you think it's cool. I'm just saying, like, you don't have
to. I do like it, but it's framed up. Against the fact that I know that it's a Basquiat.
Right.
That I know that he was an important painter.
Is that how you say his name?
I think so.
It's not Basquiat?
It's probably that.
Oh.
Like what's David Cho?
Yeah.
Pull up David Cho. Like, I know he's great. Like, I would love a David Cho painting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to afford one, but I don't know. I would love to have him explain what. I would love to have him on the podcast, my podcast, and Like, that's cool. Yeah. I guess.
He's super talented.
Is it better than like a very accurate painting of you where I can't tell if it's a picture?
It's just a different type of, you know, skill set and art. Those hyper realist things.
I'll tell you what. Last night we're watching, you said something to me one time about your dad. Your dad would, he didn't like other comics because he liked you.
So dumb. Yeah.
Leanne does that. Last night I'm sitting there, Leanne's shitting on Chappelle. She's like, I don't get it. And I was like, I'm like
on Netflix.
We're watching, have you seen his Accepting of the Mark Twain?
Yeah, I think so.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Colin Jost fucking murders that one. I mean, everyone kills. Neil Brennan. It's first of all, it's everyone's speech to him. But more importantly, it's Dave doing stand-up at the DC Improv, kind of just messing around. And it clearly is messing around. All of it is messing around.
Yeah.
But she's not watching. I think they played one of his clips from his special, a few clips from his special. It was before that. And she's like, yeah, I don't, you know, she's like, I'm not like blown away the way you are by Dave Chappelle. And I was like, hold on. I was like, you can't say that. And then I was like, oh, I think she's defending me. Like going, you're better than he is.
Oh, right.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
And then I remember you saying that would be like, that guy's fucking horrible.
He wouldn't watch other people. He would go on a cruise. Like they go, and they always have like comedians on cruises.
Yeah.
And like, my mom was like, yeah, you know, I would go, let's go to the comedy show. And he would go, what about Tommy? And she was like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, there's a guy on the ship. Let's go watch the show. And he's like, I wouldn't do that to my son. Like, you're not disrespecting me. And he's like, I don't watch anybody but you. I'm like, dude, you should. You might like it.
There's other stuff out there.
Yeah. He just didn't register it. Like,
Liam was doing that last night with Chappelle. And I was like, she said, she was like, no disrespect to Colin Jost. He was probably in my opinion, probably the tightest, funniest out of the whole thing. Neil Brennan's awesome. No disrespect to anyone. But what I'm about to say is like Colin Jost goes up and like he's with Keenan, the guy from Fatburger.
Yeah.
Michael Che. Uh-huh. And they both make some okay jokes. They're pretty good jokes. You know, like Michael Che was pretty good. I didn't know you had this many old white people as fans and whatever. And Colin Jost goes up and really fucking killed. And then Leanne goes, he's the funniest one. And I was like, no disrespect to Colin Jost, but he's not funnier than Dave Chappelle. Like, and just like, he's very, very funny. But yeah, we're talking about the guy's getting the Mark Twain Award.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting it for a fucking reason. He is a genius. He is a fucking savant. Like,
yeah,
he's so good. Even just when he speaks, he speaks and funny. He's talking to the fucking mayor of DC at the time on this thing, and he goes, you're so good, you can smoke crack. Like, just, you know, I think you're that good. You have that kind of wiggle room with me.
Yeah.
But like the idea that he says you have that kind of wiggle room. Yeah. Like that's what, like that. Yeah. So I go, as we talk about art, I go, I definitely know what funny is, but as a broker of comedy, I can't translate that into the market and go, this is a Basquiat.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, but that is, you're right. Because we could sit here with like an art dealer and then they could break shit down for us in a way that we don't understand, which I, you know.
And then we just have to take their word for it.
That's true. Music's an interesting one because we all have exposure to music and we all have preferences and tastes and everything. But you ever, I don't know, you ever listen to a song and somebody who plays music's around, they're like, Jesus, this is dog shit. And you're like, ooh, it's one of my favorite songs. They're like, yeah, you know, regular people think this is good. And you're like, oh, like, you know.
Limp Bizkit. I was obsessed with Limp Bizkit. Like, I mean, they spoke to me. Like, artistically, I could break down Limp Bizkit lyrics. I mean, I was so obsessed with Limp Bizkit. And then when, like, America, they didn't turn on Limp Bizkit, but, like, that genre was looked at as more, more like plastic, like, more fake. I don't know what it was, but, like, clearly that a trend moved away from it. The same way it happened with Motley Crue, where it's like something that was a little different showed up. I was heartbroken. I was like, no more Limp Bizkit albums? Like, Fred Durst was speaking my language.
Yeah.
I did it all for the nookie.
You love it.
Oh. I mean, same with Creed. Like,
yeah.
Like, And then music is interesting because has that happened with hip hop? Like, has hip hop been divided the way that rock's been divided?
Oh yeah. At this point, yeah. Because it just got so enormous.
Oh yeah, you got mumble rap and
then, you got everything, man. It's humongous. So
how great is DJ Premier?
Yeah.
How come you know so much more about rap than I do?
Probably because I was obsessed with it as a kid.
I was too, though.
Really?
Did you have some, like, I was too, but I always had, is it because I had to get mine secondhand? I had to get mine like third and fourth. My rap knowledge was so stepped on by the time it got to me that, like, because I was hanging around mostly dudes who didn't hang around listen to rap.
Mm. I mean, I made it like a.
Did you have a dealer as a kid that got you the inside track on rap? Like a buddy?
Oh, not really. No, I just would know. I would figure out where to, like, at that time, you know, the radio's huge. So I would find like the big hip hop stations. A lot of times they would introduce you to new stuff.
And you were in South Florida.
Yeah. And I would target, you know, I would go like, obviously I would watch like, you know, MTV Raps. I'd watch BET. Like I would go to platforms where I would be able to consume what was being, it probably would have been cool if I had like a guy who was 3 years older and like real dialed in and like a, you know, like DJ or something.
Yeah.
But I remember I used to get singles and play them, you know, and at parties or in someone's car, and they would go like, where the fuck did you find this? Like, so my friends, for them, to them, I was the guy, you know, finding that stuff.
Shopping for Mother's Day is usually a challenge because I always wait until the last minute, but Macy's Gift Finder makes it an incredible, fast, and easy way to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. You can shop by price, like if you want to find a gift that's $25 and under, or you can bump your budget filter up to $100 if she really deserves a good gift. You can also filter by category like fragrance, handbags, and more. Macy's also offers gift lists, like for moms who have everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. Some of the top gifts are Beats headphones, the Studio Pro models, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Let me tell you something. This makes shopping so much easier. I get panicked when I shop. I talked about it with Tom. I only shop for myself, so shopping for other people is really difficult, especially for my mom and Leanne, both mothers, but this is making it a no-brainer. So go to Macy's.com/giftfinder to find the perfect gift for this Mother's Day. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Okay, so on the same genre of art, yep. I remember getting introduced to Method Man.
Oh, yeah.
And not understanding it.
Not understanding it?
Yeah, not being able to wrap my head around. Me and my buddy Mike Osborne, I was in a car. I used to drive Safe Escort. I'd drive girls around campus and walk girls around campus. And then on weekends, I'd drive black chicks to FAMU. Mm-hmm. That's basically all that took it on weekends.
Yeah.
And this guy was, I think a guy was in the car with these girls who was from Staten Island. Someone was from New York in that car. And they were mocking me because all I'd listened to was like Outkast. I think at the time my rap was very focused on South Florida, Florida, Georgia, maybe like MJG and 8-Ball. And they said, have you never heard of Method Man? And I was like, no. Like, I have no idea. And they're like, Wu-Tang Clan? And I was like, no. And then they start in the fucking car going, Wu-Tang Clan ain't none to fuck with. And I'm like, I'm a little scared. There's like eight chicks and a dude in this car slammed in, and we're in like a K car. You know what a K car is?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm fucking like, okay, all right, guys, I get it. Next, like on Tuesday, records dropped. I go to the store. I would go to record drops on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I bought Method Man, right? The album, pull up the album to Cal. The album, I didn't get the cover of the album because it wasn't, God. It was just like a fucking mouth.
Dude, we had a, we had, in our radio station, we had a wall where every time he came out with a new AKA, it was written in marker. It was like 40 names deep.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like written down. It was like Method Man, T'Cal, Hot Nixon, Johnny Blake, like all the way down.
I couldn't. That's a great fucking. Okay, that cover of that album, I couldn't understand what was what. And I now I see Wu-Tang, right? And I've heard them singing in the thing. I didn't know what Wu-Tang was.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Method Man was. And that album was like him going, and I was like, does he have asthma? Like, and then he had teeth in like the pictures on the inside of the thing. Yeah. And I'm like, is he a vampire?
Like fronts. Like,
yeah. And I was like, what is, I was so confused.
I remember, I literally 100% remember watching Yo MTV Raps, and they were on the set. I think it might have been Fab Five Freddy was on the set of the Mystery of Chess Boxing on Yo MTV. So on that video, that's the video where like they have like the masks on.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, he's like, we're, you know, he with the Wu-Tang, and so it's new, and he, and it, it had a vibe of this is new, this is different, and like unpredictable, like almost like kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know, and then they dropped the video and you're like, what the, cause it really was a new sound. Like nobody sounded like that.
Really new.
Yeah. And then you're like, what, like there's nine guys in this thing. What the fuck's going on? So many people to be in a group. But yeah, that whole sound that became like, I mean, when that dropped, it was,
it changed everything.
Yeah.
But I my commitment to Method Man, I've never, it's like, it's almost like dating a woman dating a fat dude and going, I'm going to get him to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
And get him, because I was like, I will figure out why this is good. Because yeah. I was like, there's no way everyone in that car was that into it.
Yeah.
And I can't find out.
Like, wait, did you come around to it or something?
Hardcore.
Okay.
Hardcore. One day, I want to say it was the Mary J. Blige video.
Yeah.
Where I saw, I was like, where he wasn't dressed up in a costume. He was just a dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he just is a, like, this sounds so silly, but it was like, I really had to figure it out the same way people had to figure out Tenet, the movie Tenet. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had to watch, I had to listen to it 100 times and go, and then my buddy Mike Osborne was, would start going, like quoting parts of the song, mm-hmm. and we'd find it interesting.
Well, All I Need, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. What was the songs? What were the songs on that album? And then pull up all Method Man's nicknames and then put them up against, who do you think has the most nicknames?
But between who and who?
Him, Big Boy from Outkast. DeKal. I came to bring the pain. Hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, doom, doom, tch. All
I Need is a hit.
And then Cuban Links came out.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that. And I could never turn the corner on it. Cause I thought Cuban Links, I didn't know it was a chain.
Yeah.
I thought it was a person. Cause I was in Florida. So I was like, oh, it's gotta be a Cuban, some dude in Florida.
That was like lessons in crime. That's what that album is. Here's how to be a criminal.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. That's a great
album. PLO style.
Yeah. I want to know, like, let's look up his nicknames. What's
Method Man's nicknames?
It's, and then, so many.
Do you think you need more nicknames? Let's totally. Add some nicknames to each other.
Hot Nixon, Johnny Blaze, I'm trying to remember, the Iron Lung, that's right. Hot Nichols, Johnny Dangerous. These are great.
Wait, hold on. Start it over, because I'm too busy thinking of nicknames for me.
Okay.
I'm thinking of a bunch of new nicknames for me. We got
Blazini, Hot Nichols, Iron Lung, Johnny Blaze, Johnny Dangerous, Mizza, Meth, Methical, Mr. Meth, Shaquan, The Panty Raider.
DeKal.
I love it. DeKalion Stallion, Shaquan God Allah. Yeah, there's, it was more than that, dude. It was like, I feel like it was 20 deep, man.
To pull up Big Boy's nicknames. Daddy Fat Sacks.
Yep.
Lucius Left Foot. It's so cool. It's so cool that they.
It's so good.
Oh.
Chico Dusty. General Patton.
General, because his last name's Patton. All right.
Hot Tub Tony Francis. Sir Lucius L. Left Foot. I mean, yeah.
Who else has great nicknames for themselves? Like, Tupac never gave himself good nicknames.
No, he wasn't really a nickname guy.
No. Notorious B.I.G. I remember being a little confused because I was like, but because I'd get confused. I didn't really have, there was no Wikipedia to like look at and get your information. Mm-hmm. So I would look at these things that, like you'd hear someone and you go, wait, who is he? Is he Notorious B.I.G. or is he Big Papa?
Right,
like,
right.
I know that sounds so silly now.
No, I know
you couldn't. Back in the day, you'd be like a little confused about things. Type in rappers with the most nicknames.
Oh,
who do you think the rapper with the most nicknames is?
That's a good search, actually. Who would have the most nicknames?
Drake.
I bet Puff has a bunch of nicknames, right? Like,
Puff Daddy, Puffy P Diddy.
Yeah. Diddy.
He is
Sean.
Go to seven rappers with the best nicknames. Okay. Travis Scott. Okay. Next one. Drake. Next one. Next one.
Champagne Poppy. Yeah.
Lil Yachty. Next one. Jesus Christ. Give me someone I care about. 2 Chainz. Okay. Titty Boy. Mac Miller. Okay. God damn it. Do they have anyone that we listen to?
Kung Fu Kenny.
Action Bronson's got a lot of nicknames. Yeah. Go to Action Bronson. Let's see his nicknames. I listened to that Action Bronson. Action Bronson was so smart because when I go to my music,
yeah,
the first name that comes up, artists, is Action Bronson.
Yeah,
Action fucking Bronson. And so I listen to Dr. Lecter and Mr. Wonderful all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, so much. What are his nicknames?
Bam Bam, Bronsolino, Mr. Baklava.
All right.
We really do need better nicknames.
We do. I'm going to give myself. Have the machine. Okay, I got the machine.
I mean, that's going to be your
big
your
boy, A1. Birdie boy.
Big boy, birdie boy.
Yeah.
They call me Baby Churchill. Tampa Tito's. Huh? Wait, give yourself some nicknames.
I mean, Buns, T-Buns.
T-Buns.
Tommy Buns. Big Dog.
Big Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeans.
Jeans. Steak Weight.
Steak Weight?
I just made it up.
Water Champ.
Yeah, you're the Water Champ. I'm the tour bus champ. You're the dunk champ.
I'm definitely the dunk champ.
What is it?
I get yelled at all the time. Dunk champ.
Yeah. I did this bit that I was doing about you falling.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's I did it a couple times on stage. It was just so much fun. And people yell out, "Dunk champ! He's a dunk champ!"
I guess a guy saw you last week, and then the next day came to see me. I don't know if he flew or what.
Yeah,
we're like walking from the bus to the venue. He's like, "Hey, man, hey!" I'm like, we turn. He's like, "I saw Bert last night." We're like, "Cool." He's like, "He said you were fat." And I was like, "Okay." He goes,
"That's his takeaway from my show."
He goes,
"All the stuff I did."
I go, "All right." He goes, "No, I'm just letting you know." I go, "I got it." He goes, "He said you were fat." "All right, man." Then he walks away. I was like, everybody was like, "That's it?" I'm like, "That's it. That's what people do. That's what people stop us for."
I'm gonna spend a lot of time this weekend coming up with a list of nicknames that I'd like to. I like Baby Winston. Was it what I say, Baby Winston or Baby Churchill?
You said Churchill.
Baby Churchill. I need something with Tito's.
Yeah.
I love the Titty Boy. Like, I love that. Oh, you know Titty Boy?
Titty Boy's pretty good.
Titty Boy's a great one.
Didn't you have something like from your childhood where you're like Nature Boy.
Nature Boy, because I would take my shirt off in high school. And
you were doing that in high school?
Yeah, I was doing that in high school.
Just walking around the halls like that?
There's a picture of me in my senior year yearbook, and I look the best I've ever looked in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Abs, pecs, delts, and I'm playing intramural football. And I saw it once. I saw it one time.
The picture?
I saw it one time. And I think about that picture consistently.
How that's not up here as something I will never understand. That should be framed and on the wall.
I should just have, by the way, I look skinny in all these fucking pictures compared to now. That's the beauty of gaining weight, is you always look skinny in old pictures.
Yeah.
I look at pictures when George was born, I was like, fuck, I look fat as fuck. And now I look at pictures. Do you have a lot of nicknames for your kids? Leanne's a nickname. Oh, I got fetus.
Yeah.
Isla calls me fetus.
Really?
Fafetus. Oh, George and Isla did this. Bertrand McFuzz.
Yeah, we have a good amount of nicknames for kids.
Push is a hardcore nickname
giver. Big time nickname giver, yeah.
Who's someone who doesn't really have nicknames? Russell Peters. What are his nicknames?
Russ.
That doesn't count. Joe Rogan doesn't have a bunch of nicknames.
I would say Russ probably does have more that we don't know.
Did I tell you my Joe Rogan story?
No.
I talked to Joe this morning. Oh, I have not told you this at all.
No.
This is gonna break the internet. Just so you know.
Okay.
So you know what happened with Joe and Neil Young, right?
Yeah.
Do you know why Joe did that video?
Why?
He ran into Neil Young.
No.
Yes. He's in Austin at some restaurant or whatever, and Joe sees Neil Young sitting at the bar. So he goes up to the bar, and Joe's like, hey, man, I'm really sorry about all this shit going on. I'm a huge fucking fan. And Neil Young's like, ugh, sees Joe, and he's like, I'm leaving. And he's like, Joe's like, hey, we're two grown adults. We can talk this out. And Joe tells him the story about, you know, so Neil's like, fine, fucking reluctantly sits down on the stool. And he's like, Joe's like, please let me buy you a drink. Neil Young's like, all right. He's like, I'm not from Austin. What do you recommend? And Joe goes, well, I definitely wouldn't do the shots. But get it?
I mean, when
I wrote that.
You know what, guys? Do you know what I was like? What? It's when you're like, he's like, I'm not from Austin. What should I get? I got it. At this bar.
I wrote that. So like last night, I'm sitting there going, I'm driving back from Sickler. I did Sickler's podcast yesterday, and I'm like, and I see everyone's like talking about Joe and Neil Young, and I'm like, it's so fucking ridiculous because it's ridiculous on so many levels, but like, I'm not going to tweet that. I'm never going to tweet what my feelings are about. Cause obviously everyone knows I'm Team Joe. I love Joe.
Yeah.
I actually like Neil Young's music a lot. Old man, take a look at you. I'm a lot like you. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm a comedian. My job is not to debut my politics. My job is to make a joke.
Yeah.
So the joke I wrote, this is the joke I wrote. And then I was like, I think it's better if I tell it the way I'd tell a story, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're involved. It's a fun. This is how I wrote it. Okay. Neil Young walks into a bar, sees Joe Rogan sitting at the bar, stomps his foot and starts to walk out. Joe says, hey, Neil, I'm really sorry about this whole Spotify thing. Tell you what, first round's on me. Neil reluctantly walks over and says, thanks, Joe. What do you recommend? Joe says, in my opinion, the shots are no good. I'd have a beer. Right? So that was like a straight stand-up joke that I wrote. And then I was like, I'm not going to tweet that. I don't want to deal with it. Yeah. So I just wrote it. And then I go into the house and I go, I'm going to try it on Leanne. Right? I'm going to try it the way I tell it. So I try it the way I tell it. And it fucking right past her. And she's like, so wait. And then what happened? And I was like, well, he said, I would definitely not get the shots, in my opinion. Have a beer. And she's like, okay. And then they had a beer. And I was like, no, you didn't want him to get shots. And she was like, why not? I go, because Joe had done his research and he found out that the shots at this bar had caused like a thing. And she was like, what fucking shots do that? And I said, well, Moderna. She goes, what's Moderna? I've never even had Moderna. And so we started I was like, and then of course, fucking 15 minutes later, she's like, I don't get Dave Chappelle. Yeah. So then I told her the joke, the straight stand-up joke. She's like, actually, that's not that bad. But I don't do jokes like that. But I wrote that joke. It's like the sometimes I'll write like a cheesy joke.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like purposefully hacky, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then if I tell, it's fun to watch someone get a joke that's bad, especially when you commit.
Yeah.
Like I told you about the one when I was flying out of LaGuardia.
Yeah.
And the guy had a, the people had their dogs and one guy had a snake. And he was like, this is, and clearly he was just, he was moving and didn't want to fucking put it under the plane. But he's like, no, this is my security animal. And the guy, I gotta be honest with you, the guy at the gate handled it pretty well. He was a black dude. He was like, I ain't letting no motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking But it's like fun when you go, it's fun. It's the fun thing about,
it's like when you get to tell someone you need some up dog.
What's up, dog?
Not much. What's up with you, dog?
So wait, the best one I've ever done with that.
Yeah.
We're doing our movie in Serbia. My co-lead is not from America. Her English is great. Her English is phenomenal. Way better than my Serbian, Chechen, whatever the fuck, Russian.
Better than your Serbian?
That's good. Yeah. But she says, so I tell her, I teach her these nuts.
Oh.
And
that's a good one.
And I said, have you seen D's? She's like, D's who? I said, D's nuts. She's like, I don't get it. Because if you don't have a reference for why we think it's funny, then you don't get it. And I said, it's a joke. She's like, I don't understand it. And I said, it's like a smatter baby. She's like, what's smatter baby? And I said, nothing's smatter baby. What's matter with you? She went, huh? And so, but finally she goes, this goes back to art. It's only funny if you have a frame of reference for why that's funny. The same way Basquiat is only good if you have a frame of reference for what's good. So then, like a week later, we're sitting in the tent and she said, Bert, can you grab the stylist D's? And I went, I don't think I've met her. She was just asking her. I said, who's D's? And she goes, D's nuts. But the way she said it was so fucking better.
Yeah.
D's nuts. And we were crying, fucking laughing. And I was like, you got me. And then all of a sudden it became funny between the two of us. And then all of them were our jokes.
Yeah.
It was like, it's a really.
What you're doing there is you're giving the formula out. You're like, here's the formula to play with. You know?
Yeah.
The formula is the D's nuts. Premise, but like if you're not aware of it, then it's not fun to play it. You know?
Do you think there's someone listening going, I've never, like Australia? Do you think they played D's nuts in Australia?
Probably.
Do you think? Because did Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg start D's nuts? Type in D's nuts.
I don't know if they started it, but that bit on the album definitely.
I think that's where I learned it.
Yeah, I don't know if they actually.
What?
1992, Dr. Dre released his debut studio album, The Chronic, which featured a skit track called D's Nuts.
Yeah. And that's where it comes from, though?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a great NFT.
Yeah.
If Dr. Dre had a picture of his nuts, and he was like, D's Nuts. I bet his nuts are huge.
You think so?
Gotta be.
Why?
I don't know. Just a confident man.
He's a confident dude. He's fucking jacked, man.
He is. I'm going to do that in my career.
Yeah?
Yeah, call my next special, finely tuned machine. Just be jacked.
Yeah, he's...
What's naked? Dr. Dre naked? Yeah, that's what I want to see, Halston.
Yeah. You do, though.
No. It's just,
you stopped.
No, it's not looked. Dr. Dre. You're not going to get Dr. Dre. You're just going to get a bunch of black men naked.
That's Tupac.
Tupac's dick? Go, hang on. Pick that picture. How is there not a Tupac sex tape?
Why is that blurred out? There's no a non-blurred one?
And let me see a hand tattoo so I know that it's him.
His ex-girlfriend is selling his dick pic for $7,500.
See, that's an NFT I'd buy.
Yeah. Tupac's dick?
Yeah, I put it up in here.
You think probably pretty healthy?
Yeah, he's got that like there's certain guys that don't care about the size of their dick that always have big dicks.
Right.
My dick was so small today. By the way, the girl saw me naked again.
Wow.
Such a fucking jackass. It was on Instagram too. I got out of the, I go in the mornings. I go out, I walk out in a robe, a sauna, polar plunge, shower.
You do that all naked?
I do it all naked. I sauna, polar plunge. And then, There was one time where I got out and there was a dude trimming trees, and I heard him trimming trees in the sauna. I heard the, I didn't even think about it. I got out naked. I get in the polar plunge. I get out of the polar plunge. I'm showering and he's still sitting in the tree, but he's just watching me. He's just like, and I was like, good morning. He was like, hey. But so I get out of the, it's the tree right there. It's still trimmed. I get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. I have my phone with me.
Yeah.
And I'm doing an Instagram story and I said, this is the way you start a day, .. or whatever. Little polar plunge, little shower. And then walking through your own backyard naked. And I go, Mac, I see Mac. I go, hey, Mac. What I don't know is the girls are in the kitchen making breakfast. They hear, hey, Mac, and turn around to see, and it's me naked. And they're like, holy fuck. Like, I'm like, hey, look at my dick. And it was after the polar plunge.
So it's pretty small. How big? Like just like the head kind of sticking out? Yeah.
Like the top of a Buffalo Trace bottle. And I would do it this way. I wouldn't even do it this way. I'd do it this way. I mean, it was tiny. And I was like, God damn it. Whatever. Flea's got a nice dick.
That's Flea. Woodstock 99. He did it nude. I was watching a documentary last night.
It's got some nice weight to it.
Not bad.
But don't put that picture in our podcast.
No. Did you always know that it was buck naked? I always thought it was butt naked.
It is butt. It's buck naked?
Yeah.
It was butt naked.
Buck naked.
Why buck
naked? I thought buck naked was wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that.
I always thought that.
So is it buck cherry?
I don't know. I don't know where it comes from.
Buck?
This is a good comparison here. While both buck and butt naked are used to describe someone who is fully nude, buck naked is the older of the pair. Butt naked is much newer and likely sees use because of butt having a long history referring to a person's buttocks. Yeah, but I don't even, why are you buck naked?
Well, it looks like a buck is, I bet it's for a hunting term, meaning if a buck comes out of the...
Buck naked is completely without clothing, stark naked, and butt naked is...
When you have socks on.
Hmm.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's a hunting term. By the way, are you running a timer on how long we've done?
Yeah.
What is it?
50.
Oh, that's not bad. It's, I would
I
say
get that coffee.
What? Yeah. Yeah. I was going to play another prank on you and tell you that I make them myself because I was putting them in the styrofoam cups.
Yeah.
And they're from Starbucks. Okay.
My man. Thank you.
Nitro.
Oh, yeah.
Splash of oat milk. Oh. Do you ever want to take time off from coffee and see if you can reintroduce it to your life and get that first buzz back?
I kind of don't want to do that with cigarettes more.
Ooh. You can start smoking right now and not feel the effects.
I started not long ago again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, around shows. It's fun.
No way.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I've been trying to encourage people to do it too.
Don't.
Why?
Bert.
Hold on.
Don't.
I'm past the age.
Oh, I thought he was saying don't encourage people to do it. I was like, wow, that's really
don't
aggressive.
Encourage Bert to do it.
Please. I'm past the time where I'm going to get lung cancer.
What? No.
I would have had to start when I was a child. Like, if you see there's people that go, I smoked until I was 40. Well, then I got 20 years of smoking.
Right.
Yeah. How long does...
I think you'd be fine.
I think so, too. I might probably lose some weight.
You definitely will.
You get done, you fucking take a fucking...
How long?
Oh my God, why isn't this...
On average, respondents in this group considered that smoking can cause cancer only if one smokes at least 19.4 cigarettes per day for an average reported consumption of 5.5 cigarettes per day, and that cancerous becomes high for a smoking duration of 16.9 years or more.
Okay.
You're good.
I'm going to have 5 cigarettes a day. And you're good. If you're so you're saying
have 4.
So this is what we need to do is get flagged by the like the way Joe gets flagged.
Yeah.
We got to get flagged a couple times. Did you just fart?
Yeah.
Nice. So you're saying statistically that doctors actually What does this say?
Here's another one. It says that a 35-year-old male who smokes fewer than 25 cigarettes per day is estimated to have a 9% lifetime chance of dying of lung cancer, whereas 25 cigarettes per day or more gives him an 18% lifetime chance of dying of lung
cancer. I mean, that's almost 20, like saying cigarettes don't cause lung cancer.
I mean, 25. Are you going to smoke that much, dude? No.
That's smoking a cigarette every hour on the hour.
Every 30 minutes.
We leave here.
Smoking a cigarette every 30 minutes?
Yeah. That's what a pack is.
Who the fuck smokes?
There's a lot of people like that. Let's leave here and smoke cigarettes. Do you have any here?
No. Brian Simpson had some. And blunts. Mm. What do you have to do today? You just got to do a show tonight?
Yeah, I got to do a couple of things after this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you like being in LA by yourself? Because this is, it's almost like you get rid of your family and you get back to your hometown and you get to like, do shit that you don't normally do because you have no responsibility.
But, dude, the when you're doing like doubles, it's exhausting, don't you think?
It is.
I don't feel like I have that much of a window during the day. Not really. It's just try to relax.
Here's the thing. I don't know if this is an accurate statement. I don't know if I agree with what I'm about to say. But I'll say it anyway. Double shows in a night are more work than one show, but to do it in a bigger venue, sometimes you miss the fun of those two shows. There's nothing better than the second show.
Yeah.
First show San Diego was probably one of the best shows I've had in my life. It's because Leanne went through and tore my act apart and was like, it's garbage. You're up there listening to yourself talk. You think you have 2 hours, you really have an hour. Like, she just went through, saw it in Bakersfield and was like, I have notes. And then I was like, yeah, man, I know I'm doing the work, but I'm not doing the work that I know I need to do. You know,
to make it better.
I need to be getting on stage and allowing myself to fail. And I'm not willing to do that in theaters. I'm never going to fucking take big swings where I took one big swing in one place and it did not go well. It was like a new joke where I thought it would be good and it just didn't go right. And so I was like, I need to be going to the store every night. I need to be, and I'm not, I'm on the road so much that I get Monday, Tuesday home. I'm not going to do stand up. I'm going to fucking hang out with my family. But I started diving in and doing the more work where you're willing to, God, this keeps going back to art. Do you ever remember Bob Ross?
Of course.
He'd put the painting up, and then all of a sudden he'd put like a chunk of black. He'd be like, you just ruined it.
Happy little bushes right here.
Yeah. But you'd watch him add to it. You'd be like, stop. Yeah, it's good the way it is. Just with the mountains.
I know. You kind of want that. I guess that's Leanne for you, telling you what's good and what's not good.
She's good at telling me when I'm being gluttonous. And she gets bored very easily, like very, very easily. So like the second I'm not getting somewhere with a story, she'll point out the obvious a lot. It's like, it goes nowhere. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's not fucking finished. She's like, no, yeah, but it doesn't go anywhere. And you're like, I'm well aware of that. I got to try to get her to like Chappelle.
Hilarious. This is too funny.
It's just so, and then she laughs at the stuff he says. Like she laughs hard at like the joke where he's talking about the F word and the N word. And he goes, why can't I say the F word? She goes, cause you're not an F word. And he goes, well, I'm also not an N word.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She laughed at that. That was a very fucking fine tuned way to explain that as a white man. She laughed at that. And I was like, see, you like that. I don't know. There's a show I want you to watch because it's in Spanish. It's all in Spanish. And it's on Netflix. And it's a Mexican cooking show. And it is so fucking funny. But it's funny because the translations aren't great.
That's the best.
Yeah, it's like, it says something about the guy's, he's like, hey, brings out a big burrito. Is that it? It's, I don't know, probably. It's on my Netflix. And it's like the guy brings a burrito to the guy and it's like, us Mexicans love to eat. And you're like, or no, that's not us Mexicans. It's just saying it's a white guy doing the voiceover. So he's like, Mexicans love to eat. Mexicans love their food. They love alcohol. Sometimes they won't do anything all day long, but eat. And you're like, it sounds so racist because it's a white guy doing the thing. And then they do he does the guy's voices. One guy is like, hey, he's like, you'll like this, you big fat fuck. And the guy's like, screw your mother. It makes me laugh. Well, I've been watching it, but the food's good. The food looks fucking awesome.
Want to go to Mexico?
Yeah.
Don't we do like a guy's trip to Mexico?
When? Next week?
Next week?
I got time off. What would you want? Where do you want to go in Mexico?
I really want to go to Mexico City, man.
Mexico City's pretty fucking awesome.
You been there?
Yeah, I've been there with Rachel Ray. I think. Yeah.
Let's go with guys, though, man.
No, we're not inviting Rachel Ray. We stayed in a great, great fucking...
Dude, we'll go down there. We'll get some great food, some drinks. We'll smoke. You know.
I love it.
Try to get involved with some action.
La Máquina. Yeah. Oh, that's another one of my nicknames, La Máquina.
Yeah.
Soda Boy Spanish. What things to do in Mexico City. Why don't we do a big, you wouldn't like that.
What?
I was going to say, why don't we rent out like a fucking, a whole villa in like a whole fucking.
We could do that.
Whatchamacallit. No. I think it's better for you not to know my idea.
Oh, by the way, Christina told me that she thinks she heard our Two Bears where you said you're going to get a compound in Austin.
Yeah.
She thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah.
She wants you to do it.
Okay. It just got shot down last night by my business manager.
Why?
Because I think I'm just going to put money down on my house to try to pay off my houses.
Okay.
Day trips. Hot air ballooning. No offense. One of the dumbest things you could ever fucking do. Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
No.
Do you know how you get out of a hot air balloon?
How?
Jump. Now. Jump. That's how you get out of a fucking hot air balloon.
Really?
You're landing in a bank parking lot. They're like, okay, all right. When I say jump, everyone jump. And you're hanging on the outside of the balloon. And then you jump off. And then the balloon sometimes just drags, and gets caught up in power lines. Or it just takes off again. That's how we did it on Trip Flip. And it's the experience. Dude, is
hot air balloons have to get away sometimes, right? Like with somebody being like, I don't want to ride this anymore, and they're just fucking 8,000 feet in the air, and it just keeps going.
Type in hot air, hot air balloon accidents.
This is gonna probably be bad.
When we did the hot air balloon, first of all, you have a gas grill above your head, right? Like a fucking torch. So it's like. New Mexico is where we did it. Oh, that's not what you want to do. What you got to do is jump at the last minute like you're on an elevator. Hot air balloons. Now that's too many people.
Oh my, there were no survivors.
Ooh, this is not as funny as I thought it would be. That. 21 people have been killed in hot air balloon accidents in the U.S. between 2000 and 2016. Look at the amount of flame you have above you.
You're just at the mercy of the wind, right?
You hit a power line, and that's a number one.
That one's depressing.
What about just a hot air balloon lost, you know, like takes off. That's what I'm saying. Like not so much crash and burn and die, but there's gotta be one that like, all right.
There's a lot of these any of these wind activities are horrific, like paragliding, parasailing.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you this about the parasailing thing we did on Trip Flip? Mm-mm. So which one's the one where it's the kite?
Paragliding.
Yeah.
So we go paragliding in San Francisco for Trip Flip. It's a guy and a girl, and as we pull up, my cameraman, my sound guy, another cameraman, they all pull me aside and they're like, do not do this. And I said, what? And they go, this is the most dangerous, paragliding is the most dangerous thing you can do We've been on shows where there's been accidents. Whatever you do, do not get out of doing this. And I went, well, what are we doing our travelers? And like, they want to go paragliding. And they're like, but you need to get out of it. So I go over to the producer. I go, hey, what's the deal? Are we all going up? She's like, actually, the wind is getting away from us. So we're just going to have them go. Are you cool with not going? I go, yeah, fine. I'm fine. We're on a cliff in San Francisco. So they put the guy on. They're doing two tandem. So it's a guy on top of my travel. The traveler's in like a sock underneath and the guy's on top of him. He's like, all right, here we go. So he kind of leaps up and they get up. And they get up and all our cars are right here. And they get up to like 40 feet. Now they're both mic'd. And my sound guy, John Sales, goes, not good. I said, what? And he gives me a headset, like flips it around. And you hear the guy going, motherfucker, why can't, son of a bitch. Now imagine being a traveler under this going like, is everything okay? And but our traveler knows these mics. So he's like, so beautiful, such a great view. And but the guy's like, God damn it, why won't it just? And from 40 feet, he fucking slams. This is not the footage.
Oh, that sucked. That would suck.
This is parasailing. Parasailing is fucking just as dangerous. Now look, he's getting dragged off the fucking mountain.
Oh, that's just gonna pull him right off, huh? Yeah, you can't fight that. Fuck. Oh shit. The sound is pretty good.
Hold on. This fucking poor guy. He just came out of a tree.
Yeah.
And then got dragged across the top of a mountain.
Because that wind just picks it up, man, with that parachute.
Do you think he's enjoying this ride?
Right now? I think he's all right. Are you oh, man, don't tell me. He's all right, right?
No, this isn't going to end good.
Really?
This isn't going to end good. Oh, shit. He's not good. He's got no control of it.
Oh, yeah. It's
going into more fast. Trees.
Oh, fuck. That wasn't so bad. Oh.
Did you see the one on the...
This actually, I wouldn't mind landing like that at all.
I might take a nap like that.
There's one on like the...
So this is paragliding. So the other thing that they told us on TripFlip, because they do this in Golden, Colorado. They do it up this mountain. And this...
Was that couple okay? Everything was okay?
Oh, hold on. So anyway, the guy gets up to 40 feet and you hear the guy going, motherfucker, it just won't... Son of a bitch. It fucking goddamn it. And all of a sudden... He gets to like 20 feet, and from 20 feet, they lose all wind, and they go straight down and hit the ground. Destroys the paraglider. Paraglider is broken. Knocks the wind out of our traveler, but our traveler was in great fucking shape. Knocks the wind out of him. The other guy's fine. They're totally fine. Stop playing things while I'm talking. It's like I'm getting distracted. So the guy comes over and he goes, yeah, my traveler. He's like, I'm fine. He's like, it was 20 feet. It knocked the wind out of me, but I'm fine. I'm not hurt at all. We're like, okay. And he was like, yeah, the guy said the wind's just unruly. He can't figure it out. So like, he was having a hard time up there. And so then my producer comes over and he goes, all right, it's her turn. And I go, what? She's like, oh, he's got another paraglider that he put together for her. So he's going to take her now. And I go, okay. I go, we just watched an accident on a paraglider. You sure she's going to want to go? And they're like, well, you need to convince her to go. And I was like, I'm not sure that's my job. And they're like, we need to get the shot. So I go, okay. So I go over to the girl and I said, and on camera, I'm like, all right. So on camera, I go, all right, you're next. She goes, well, I just witnessed my boyfriend get in an accident on a paraglider. I don't know if I want to go. And I said, no, but it's totally fine. He's got another paraglider and he's ready to take you. She was like, yeah, but he just got in an accident. And I go, what are the odds he's going to get in two paragliding accidents on the same day? I mean, the odds are he's pretty
very low.
Yeah, very low. She goes, I'm not sure I wanted to do this. I go, you wanted to do this at the beginning. And I said, listen to her. If you want to pull out, you totally pull out. And the producer's like, no, she can't pull out. We fucking paid for the paraglider. And I go, if you want to pull out. And then her boyfriend comes over and he goes, hey, it's pretty fun. He just got fucking the wind knocked out of him. He goes, it's pretty fun. And he says the wind's different. And she goes, yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, the wind's totally different. It should be good. So she gets on the paraglider with the guy. We're all sitting. Now everyone's, my sound guy has his earphones out, facing out, so we can listen, because that's how we listen to everything. So the guy goes, all right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, and we're up. All right. Motherfucker. It's doing it again. And the girl's like, are we going to be okay? And he's like, fucking shit. Son of a, uh-oh. And he, off the cliff, he takes off to the ocean. And he just starts going to the ocean. And he's like, we're going to the ocean. We're going to the ocean. Okay. All right. We'll catch up with you guys later. And he flew it like a mile out down the beach off the cliff. And they landed down a mile away from us and had to walk a mile back. It was so, we were like, we came back. She was like, it was great. Apparently once he got off the cliff, he could fly it.
Yeah.
But when he's just like, okay, we're going. And he just took off. So, yeah, this, when we did this for Trip Flip, they were like, just letting you know.
Oh,
that's The Bachelor.
This is on The Bachelor.
Dude, yeah. That's,
dude, she hits so hard.
That is a broken, that's broken bone.
Oh, that's so a fucking,
he
that's,
lands this is just TV. Fine. Wait. He lands just fine. They're doing tandem. The Bachelor lands just fine. And then this girl who he's on a date with gets slammed
There's
on the ground.
There's no way she's okay right here.
Boom. She's fucked up.
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
Wait, let me see what they don't play the afterword of her going like, mm. She's like,
I'm okay. She played it really cool.
Really? Oh.
Face first.
Yeah, paragliding. We did that.
How funny was that guy groaning when he fell in the tree, though?
Why is that funny, though?
I don't know.
You know he's going to see this and go, you know what fucking freaks me out?
What?
Have you ever seen Zip Lines Gone Wrong?
I don't think so.
There's the one where the guy starts going and it's smoking and it's going and it's just getting hotter and hot. Oh, fuck. No, I'm done. What? Episode's over. Don't even pull anything. This up. I don't even want to see any of this.
What?
I don't want to see any of this. I don't want to see any of this.
The thumbnail says, man burns hand stopping zip line.
Come on, man.
I can't watch this.
How come?
I can't watch this. Because one of the no, I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't even hear it. Oh.
Bert's already seen this. I know for sure.
I've seen it. I remember now.
All right, click out of it.
I've seen it.
Click out of it. Get it off the fucking screen, Halston.
It's gone.
Halston, get it off the fucking screen.
It's gone.
Didn't like that.
One of your most natural instincts. Oh.
Is to grab, right?
Yeah.
Because his like harness thing was like, it was going to like melt off. Like it was going to break because he was going
so
fast.
Did you see that guy put the scalpel through the head of his penis?
Is that your thing? Can't do that. I don't understand that.
Is that your thing?
The thing that you showed Joe.
Dude, that live, what I like, it took me 2 days to watch it and it kind of disturbed me a little bit.
Yeah,
your live show.
Yeah, it was upsetting.
Is that how you bond fans with you guys? You're like, oh, now you have to come back to us. Get that bond out of your brain.
It was, that one's rough.
Play that guy falling again. Falling on
the girl.
The
parachute,
yeah, play the parachute again. I don't know why I laughed at it. I never laughed at shit. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So wait,
it's in this compilation.
Wait, so hang on, go back. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the beginning.
It starts there.
So he lands in the trees, right? Or no, is this a different one?
I think that's a different one.
Okay.
Yeah.
This just happened to Travis Pastrana. Travis Pastrana's in the hospital with a broken back.
Who's that?
What? Well, okay.
This is the other one. Yeah. So here, this thing is dragging him.
Why not just cut it? I'd cut it and go, I'm out.
Maybe he's trying to. Can't really see what he's trying to, but that thing is pulling him so hard. He's like, God damn it. That struggle. Yeah, it's funny. I don't know why it's funny.
I don't know why it's funny. The noises are just a real fun. Yeah.
You never hear someone make that noise.
No. Really.
All things considered, though, he made it out pretty good.
He did. But then.
No, he made it off. Right now, he's like, he's got no control of it. I think he's all tangled. Now,
he's probably aware that this is too
fast.
That's
where it's.
That it's too fast, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just rocking.
But why is this sound so funny that's coming here?
Have you ever seen the video of me falling off the waterfall?
I don't think so.
I don't know if I have it.
You have it?
I don't know. I'll see if I can. I bet I can fucking Google it in my phone and get it.
Do you think Mans has it?
No, Mans doesn't have it. When I fell off the waterfall, I made a sound very similar to that. What's crazy is like the instant you get hurt,
yeah,
you know it.
Like, you know, I knew it when my knee blew out and I landed on my arm. The
first thing you said was call 911.
Yeah.
You said, call Christina, call 911.
Because I could tell somebody was, well, a couple people, they were just like looking. They were like, hey, are you okay? And I was like, call 911.
Call 911.
I'm thinking of the guy who's doing the leg press and then both his knees go backwards.
That shit's wild. Hey,
Austin, I don't enjoy that shit. Paul Baldwin, hang on. Paul Baldwin.
I have someone to talk about it now, too.
Yeah, that is wild to see. There's most of those, too, like those leg press injuries are all basically ego, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Okay, I can lock this down.
Yeah.
Hold it there.
Weight you can manage? It's like, no, not really.
I did way more weight than I should have done on legs one time. With a guy and was worried something like that was going to happen, but you're like, eh, it's fine until all of a sudden it doesn't.
We would load the leg press machine with all the weights, but you're too dumb and too young to know how poorly it can go.
Yeah.
We're lucky we didn't get hurt, but yeah, it was stupid.
I don't think I have it. I'll find it for you, but it's funny. The second I fell off the waterfall, see if I go.
Do you need to go to the airport right now?
No. Oh, no. My flights got canceled.
But didn't you change flights? Didn't you get another flight?
No. We got to literally call it until tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you said you had to leave at noon now.
No. We don't. We pushed it. They called last night and they canceled the flight. And then we're like, okay, great. What do we do? And they're like, I don't know. It's a state emergency in Oklahoma City. All the counties are a state of emergency.
I had no idea.
And they're like, see if you can fly out later Thursday. And then even still, the bus can't make it in. We don't know how we're going to get to Wichita. We don't know if Wichita is going to be closed. It's a state of emergency.
They're going to close the streets in Austin tomorrow for like a couple of days.
Really?
Yeah,
they're closing the streets everywhere because of freezing rain.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful here. And you wonder, why do people leave here and move there?
That's I'll tell you why, man. They kept integrating the schools. Oh.
Can I tell you, I was thinking about Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
He would have been such a great LA kid.
Yeah.
He really would have been a great LA kid.
Yeah, but he'll be.
He's going to be. I think it's healthier for him to be in. Have you taken them water skiing yet?
Not yet. No.
So how are we going to do that? Because I want to be a part of that, and I want to. What I want to do is I want to reach out and get a professional, like a fan of ours, but a professional wakeboarder, professional water skier, someone from WikiWatchy, someone from fucking SeaWorld, someone who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I want to have them come out and I want them to teach you how to drive the boat.
Yeah.
How to pull them behind the boat, set up the boys, like do like a weekend where they work with the boys. You cannot work with your boys to teach them how to do that. It's better to have someone come in and do it.
Yeah.
It's like teaching Georgia how to swim. Oddly enough, I taught Georgia how to swim. Your boys know how to swim yet?
Yeah.
Okay. But I was thinking about that because I was like, that's going to be the coolest thing in their lives.
Yeah.
Is that they get to do that.
Yeah. So I have that boat and then we just got it too late. So now it's cold. But as soon as it warms up, we'll go back out, get a wakeboard. I want to do one of those like banana, you know, those little like, like little rafts on the back.
They'll love that. Leanne taught the girls.
When they misbehave, fucking just gun it.
Dad, I'm not feeling up for it. Leanne taught the girls how to ski. Isla is just someone who just takes to skiing, surfing, wakeboarding. I mean, Isla just figured out wakeboarding within a matter of fucking seconds. Georgia has a little more of a learning curve. Georgia's more like me, where it takes a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne just fucking popped up. But that's going to be the funnest. But you should have someone come out.
Yeah.
And
I met a kid who,
oh, you did?
Who teaches, yeah.
Okay, good.
So, and he's young, so the kids are
probably. Is it crazy that I think about your family and how I will be a part of it to make sure that it happens the way I want it to happen?
I like it. They keep asking about Fat Sticks.
Hey, what? Hey, Fat Sticks can ski?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, how long are we done?
That's a show.
That's a show. I'm going to take off these clothes and put on regular clothes.
Okay.
What are you doing now?
I want to run a couple errands.
Yeah.
And then I want to take a nap, honestly.
How far is your hotel from here?
20 minutes, not far.
Okay. And then you leave tonight? The bus is not here, right?
The bus is here, but it's in the valley.
Uh-huh.
I'm over the hill, so I'll get a ride over the hill, get on, and then we go to Oxnard.
If all my shows get canceled, can I open for you this weekend?
Sure. Sure.
Is there a room on the helicopter for me?
That I don't know. I have to ask. There is a weight limit, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So we have to be like, hey, we have a friend named Fat Sticks. Can he come on?
Are you going to videotape yourself on the helicopter?
And you have to be honest about your weight when they ask.
They put you on a scale. They put you on a scale.
Do you know what you weigh now?
No.
You cannot let Nadav beat you.
I know. By the way, I've gotten some secret help. Some people have reached out to secret help me.
Secret help?
And I was like, I want to give the secret help to Nadav too, because I want him to lose the weight.
Yeah.
Because we are accountability buddies.
Is it like a cheat or just like
knowledge? No. Just some pros have reached out and said, hey man, we want to help you
do this.
Yeah. And so
what are they just giving you diet insight?
Everything. Like everything, including meals, including coaches, like everything.
So you're doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. I just got the email yesterday from two different people. And then I got another email from another person. A lot of them are people that are friends with Rogan, that know Rogan. And they're just hit me up and they're like, but they brought up Nadav too. And so I was like, well, I want to make sure Nadav gets the help. Cause I want Nadav to lose the weight.
Yeah.
And I want to lose the weight. I did good yesterday working out. I had a great workout. I wonder if I'm not allowing myself recovery days and if that's hindering my progress.
You going all David Goggins on us?
I'm pretty David Goggins. I carry the boats.
Yeah.
I carry the boats.
Yeah.
What was I thinking about David Goggins yesterday? And I was like, God damn it, I'm just like David Goggins.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking today when I woke up. I was like, Bert's just like David Goggins. And you both should get into smoking.
What if I moved in with a tech nerd, right? Like he moved in with a tech nerd.
Yeah.
Like a Jesse, mm-hmm. Jesse Slitzer.
Okay.
He moved in with him because he was like too much about business. And he wanted to get his life in order with like getting in shape and stuff. Sure. What if I moved in with a tech nerd who was like one of those guys that wore like brown turtlenecks and it would ride up on his belly and he's like,
you probably changed his life.
But I taught him how to loosen up. I did the opposite of David Goggins. I go, you can't say fucking no. You can't say no. That's the one rule. And I go, embrace the pleasure.
That person would be so sick so quickly. They would be sick. They'd be like, I'm throwing up.
I don't like this. Yeah. This hurts.
I have a fever. I really. Yeah, they would hate it so much.
They would fucking. What if I got David Goggins to live with me? What's the price point on that?
It's probably expensive. He does really well.
I bet it would be worth it.
It would be worth it.
Oh, wait, no, it wouldn't. Oh, my God. I just realized. I was like, I'd lose weight, but I get, like, he travels with us, and then he's on the bus. He's like, get up, motherfucker. We're doing squats.
The cool factor of it would be gone so quickly, and you'd be like, this sucks.
So quickly.
So you'd be like, oh, David Goggins is here. He'd be like, that's right. Bert, you fucking quitter, you piece of shit. Let's get outside.
What time did you wake up today?
6.
All right.
2 hours too late.
He gets up at 4.
Yeah, he gets up at 4.
Doesn't he get up at 4?
I don't know.
Like, goes running right away?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I actually watched him say in an interview, I'm just like everyone else. I wake up and it takes me a minute to get going. And I look at my shoes and I'm like, fuck. He's like, I see my running shoes and I'm like, fuck. I don't want to fucking do this. I want to fucking get back in bed. Like, he's pretty honest about, but then he just does it.
He does it, yeah.
I mean, I do it too. It just takes a while.
Yeah.
I got to time out my coffee, right? I got to take a shit. I need some water. I don't fucking make sure that I can find something on Netflix. Like, how about a week? How about a week with David Goggins?
I mean, I'd love to see it.
What if me and you live with David Goggins for a week? Let's do the David Goggins tap out challenge.
See who can last.
See who gives up first.
Okay.
It would be you. Because there's a part of you that doesn't put up with bullshit. You're just like, yeah, man, I don't need this. Like, there's a part of you that goes, there's a part of me that's broken that I was like, I need this. I need this. I got nowhere else to go. And there's a part of you that's like, I'm out. I have a car service waiting outside. I'm going home.
We'll see. Well, let's reach out to him.
Hey, shout out to David Goggins.
Shout out David Goggins.
Two Bears, One Goggins. And we do the Two Bears, One Goggins challenge.
The 1 week challenge.
How about it just a weekend?
Weekend challenge.
A Two Bears, One Goggins weekend challenge in Mexico.
We'd love to do it.
And so here's the pitch, okay? Two Bears, One Goggins in Mexico. Yeah. It starts, we'll do it in like a beachside villa like this with bare bones it, okay? And then from Monday to Friday, we go to a fucking nice place and we party our dicks off. And David can come. I'm sure he'll come for like Monday and then I'll have stuff to do.
Yeah.
Two Bears, One Goggins. We'll film it.
Let's do it.
See who taps out first. Land Friday morning. All day Friday. All day Saturday. All day Sunday. Monday. If no one's tapped out, David Goggins declares a winner.
Okay. I'm in.
You in? 100%?
100%.
100%. God, I wish this wasn't at the end of the show. We could have talked about this the whole show. All right, David Goggins, hit us up. We carry the boats. Two Bears, One Goggins challenge. And we'll pay for everything. We'll get you there and everything.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You got to pay for your own meals.
Thanks for watching and listening. Bye, guys.
I love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.